Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Tav Vav. We are on page 542. Siman Tav Vav is Mishi Yotzo Chutz LaTchum Shelo L'Das, a person who went outside the Tchum without Das. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mishi Yotzo Chutz LaTchum Shelo L'Das, a person who went outside the Tchum without Das, She'ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, where the Halacha is, he's only allowed to go 4 Amos. V'hutzrach l'nekavav, and he needed to relieve himself. He needed to go to the Beis HaKisei. So yochol lotzeis mehem ad sheyimtza mokum tanua liponos. He's allowed to lead his place, allowed to leave his place, his dalet amos, in order to find a place to relieve himself. V'eitza tovalo, good advice to this person is, sheyiskori bitzat chumo, that he should go in the direction towards his tchum, she'im lo yimtza mokum tzanua, if he would not find a private place at tchumo, until he reaches his tchum, yachol ikanes, he's able to enter his tchum, ula'acha she'nichnas, and after he entered his tchum, havik'ilu lo yatza, it will be as if he never left his tchum, kevan she'nichnas b'rshus, since he went back in with permission. Aval imotza mokum tzanua kodem, but if he found a private place, Lipanos, before he reached his tchum, so lo yikanes elo yipanesham, so then he's not allowed to go back into his tchum, rather he'll relieve himself over there. Afterwards, v'yisrachik mimokom shenifna at sheyich lahareach, he can remove himself from the place that he relieved himself until he goes to an area where the smell is gone. V'sham yesh lo arba amos, and in that area, he then has 4 amos in all directions. And if he distanced himself from the reach, and that caused him to enter his tchum, ki'ilu lo yatza, again it will be as if he never left from his tchum, he will regain his original tchum. V'im yatza ladas, but if he went out with das, with intention, so then ein lo takana, then there is no etza. Ze shamarnu behutzrach l'nekavav, that which we said that he's allowed to move from his place if he needs to do nekavav. Yesh omrim afil l'ketanim, some say that's even if he needs to relieve himself of ketanim. V'yesh omrim dafka gedolim, and some say that it's specifically gedolim, it would not be the din by ketanim. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. So a person left his tchum shel ladas ayin lekameh. Look what we're going to discuss about this later on. Sif Katan Beis ad sheyimtza mokum tzanua. We said even though he went outside of his tchum shel ladas, he's limited to 4 amos. But if he needs to relieve himself, so then he's allowed to go until he finds a proper place. Zok the Mishnah Berurah ad sheyimtza mokum tzanua. Ratzalomer, it means to say, Mokum She'in B'nei Adam B'tzuyim. He wants to find a place where there aren't people found. Mipnei She'gadol Kavod HaBrios, because great is Kavod HaBrios. V'ayin Le'el B'simin Gimel D'achori HaGodor Choshev Mokum Tzanua. Look what we learned way back in the beginning of Arachayim and Simin Gimel, that behind a fence is considered a Mokum Tzanua, U'basada, and in a field, Ad She'in Chaver Yochel L'Roso, until a point where his friend's not able to see him. Kasu ha'achronim b'shem Ravon, the achronim right b'shem the Ravon, the yochol aleches ad beis ha'yehudim liponos. He's allowed to go until he reaches the house of the Yehudim to relieve himself. V'hainu, that means to say, af im yimtza mokom tzanua mikodem, even if he'll find a private place before that, elu shu samoch lobate akum, but as close to the houses of the Avodas Kochavim, mikomokom yochol hisrachag ad bote ha'yehudim. He's allowed to distance himself even more until he reaches the homes of the Yehudim. Shemoha Akum yakuhu o yavchiduhu, because there's a concern that maybe the Einam Yehudim will hit him or they will scare him. Sivkatan Gimel. So once we say he has this Eitza to find a place to relieve himself, so we said in the Mechaber, a good advice to him is he should go in the direction of his Tchum. Maybe he'll get lucky. He won't find a private place until he enters his Tchum, and then he gets back his din of his original Tchum. So says the Mishabura Sivkatan Gimel, Ratzalomar, Shem Yochol Lechapis Mokom Tzanua B'Sharucho. So if he's able to look for a private place in all different directions, Tovlo Yoser Levakish Mokom Tzanua Letzad Mokom Shiyotze Misham. The best Eitza for him is that he should go look for the private place in the direction in which he came. Now, if you look in the Be'aloch over here, the Vamaskel Shem Lo Yimtza, he writes, Tzarech Ian in Bishar Ruchos Yochol Limtza Mokom Sanua Bekeruv Mokom. If in other directions he would be able to find a private place closer, but if he goes in the direction of his tchum, he's going to have to go much further. So, in that case, would he be allowed to choose the direction of his tchum? That way he will have the Eitzah that if he doesn't find a private place in that direction till he enters this tchum, so he gets back the same din of the tchum. Umiloshen harosh mashma tzas the mutter. From the language of the rosh, it's mashma a little bit that would be permissible, but tzarachin. So just to be masbir, the difference between the mishabura and the biraloch, and the mishabura is saying that if he can go search in any direction, so the best eitzah is to search in the direction towards his tchum. What the biraloch is asking as a tzarachin is if he knows there's a private place in one direction, can he ignore the place that he knows of in one direction in order to search unknown in the place of the direction of his tchum, so that maybe he'll get lucky and back into his tchum. There it's masha from the rush, that would be okay. And there the beralacha ends off at tzarachin. Sivkatan dalud. So we said, if he finds a mokum tzanua in the direction of his tchum, so we said, Shim lo yimtza mokum tzanua at tchum u'yachal ikanes. If he doesn't find a private place until he gets to his tchum, he can go into his tchum. And once he enters, it's as if he went in Bershus, he has back his original tchum. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalid, V'imotza besoch arba amos shel tchum, if he finds the mokum sanua within 4 amos of his tchum, before he gets to his tchum, choshev ki'ilu besoch ha'tchum, it's ki'ilu he already went into his tchum, v'yochal ikanes, and he's allowed to enter. V'kanal bereish simen tafei, like we said earlier, in the beginning of simen tafei, ayin shom. So the Bialocha writes over here in Devar Maskal at Tchum Yochel Ikanes, Kosav Abes Yosef Delohi Kilu Elokish Nichnas Letoch Tchum Ha'ir Sheshavas Ba. This idea that if he's looking for a private place and he only finds it in the Tchum, that he becomes like a member of the city and he has his original area back for a tchum, that's only if he goes back to his original city. But if he only enters into the tchum of a different city, lo, then this din would not apply. Then he'd only have arba amos. So the Bralach is just clarifying that which we said in the Mechaber and the Mishabru explains it, that if he goes inside the tchum, he becomes like a member of that city. That's only if it is his original city that he goes back into, not if he goes into the tchum of a different city. It has to be that he goes into the tchum of his original city. Then we get the din of ki'u lo yotza, as if he never left there, sivkat and hey, v'yeshal alpayim lo kol ruach, and he has 2,000 amos in all directions, v'kanal basimen tov hey, sif hey, sivkat and vav. The Mechaber said, if he finds a mokum tzanua before he reaches his tchum, so then he cannot go into his tchum, he has to relieve himself in that private place before the tchum. And then we said he's allowed to remove himself from the area where it has a bad reyach. The Yisrachik Mimokum Shenifne says in Mishaburus of Kadon Vav, the Zo Gam came Bechal Kavod Abrios, that's also Kavod Abrios. Not only to relieve oneself, but also to move away from the place where there is a bad reyach. So he's allowed to distance himself, Sivkotan Zayin Ashi Yichla HaReach, until the Reach ends, v'sulo, but that's it. V'afilu tok mokum harishon shiyoshosham mitchila imuyoser mishir zeh. So he can't even go back to his original place if the reach ends earlier, so he can't go any further than where the reach ends. Sivkatan Ches goes on the next point of the Mechaber, where he says, v'yotza ladas. Till now we've been discussing where he went out, shalol ladas. But if he went out ladas, so then we say, ein lo takana, he has no eitza. Says the Mishabur Rotzalomer, after Mutter Lo Bazeh Gamkein Lotze Eschutz La'arba Amosav Ad Shiyim Tzumachum Tzanua, even though in this case also when he went out with Das, which he wasn't allowed to, and we say there's no Takana, but it is still Mutter to go outside of his 4 Amos till he finds a private place. V'chein L'Hisrachei Gamkein Min Aruach V'Kanal. Not only that, after he finds a private place, he can also move away as much as he needs to move away from the Reach. Aval ein lo takana lehichoshe bazek yul yotze nichnas atchumo. The chiluk is that if he goes out of his tchum bedas, so even though he's allowed to move to find the mokum sanua, and then he's allowed to move to get rid of the reyach, but if that lands him back into his original tchum, it does not give him the din as if he never left his tchum. The af im yikones, even if he taka enters the tchum, ein lo ela arba amos, he will only have arba amos, kevan sheyotza mitchilu midas, since he originally left the tchum with us, so he's off limits to getting back his original tchum. In lo shenichnas ayidei zeh li'iro sheshavas ba. Unless he finds himself not back into the tchum, but back into the actual city that he started in, the oz kol ha'ir lo ka'arba amos b'chol gatni. Then, even if he went out ladas, if he finds himself ba'ones back into the original city, then the whole city would be considered as arba amos, v'kanal b'simen tofei sivches. And finally, Sakotan Tess says, a machlokas, if this tarachon akavav is by gedolim and by ketanim, or is it dafka by gedolim? So it says in a shavura, dafka the gedolim aval ketanim ain't covered abrios kolkach. When it comes to relieving oneself of ketanim, that's not so much of an issue of covered abrios. The hum mashtin and mayim bifnei rabim, because people are mashtin mayim even in front of the public. Vigam in kokach tinuf bohem shiyatzarach l'srachik. And also, it's not considered so much of a tinuf that you'll be allowed to distance yourself from there. Toha nivloim b'mikoma, because it gets absorbed in its place. And the Mishavur ends off and says, v'yesh l'hachmir k'svara zu, one should be machmir like the svara. So one should be machmir only to distance himself from the case of gedolim and not from a case of ketanim. I'd like to end this siman with one note, note number 4. Even though we're talking about over here, covered abrios and a bad reyach and needing to be mefane, mikomakol im gishomim yordim olav, if it's raining on him in the place that he finds himself, umitzarim also, and it's paining him, osha chama mitzarato, or the sun is beating on him and that's causing him pain, the Ramah told us earlier, shemuter lolotzeis chutz ladar amos, that also the Ramah told us is grounds to move away dalar amos. That concludes Siman Tav Vav. Now let's learn Siman Tav Zayin. Mihem sheyicholim leile chutz latchum. Who are those that are allowed to walk outside of their tchum? So says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, mi sheyotza chutz latchum b'shus. One who went outside of his tchum with permission. It was permissible. Kigon, for example, chachoma habol yalid v'kayotze bazeh. A midwife that was coming to help someone give birth, or something similar, that the person was allowed to leave their tchum. So the din is, yesh lo alpayim amal ko ruach ba'osa mokum shigilo. So you now have 2,000 amos in all directions from the place that you end up. Vin higia li'ir, and if you find yourself in a different city, hareyu ka'anshe ha'ir, you're like a member of that city, v'yesh la'apayim l'kol ruach chutz li'ir, you'll have the whole city plus 2,000 amos in all directions, v'ayin la'el sov simen reish mem ches. So we're saying over here in Siman Tav Zayin, one who went outside his tchum with rishus to help someone give birth or any other pikuach nefesh, so that wherever he ends up being, normally when you leave your tchum with das, so we only allow you to walk dalat amos, but this person, since he was leaving his place because of some kind of sakana, so we give him 2,000 amos in all directions from where he ends up, and if he ends up in a city, he gets the entire city plus 2,000 amos in all directions. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph, Kayotze Bazeh. The example was the Chachoma that came liyaleid, or similar cases, Dover Shemutr Lotzeis Bishvilo, things that you are allowed to leave your tchum for, Kigon Sha'ari Inyan Pikuach Nefesh. For example, other cases of Pikuach Nefesh, Ukid Lakamebis of Gimel, like we'll see later in Siv Gimel. Also included in this would be someone who goes out of his tchum for purposes of giving edus for kiddush achodesh in a time when they will be mekadesh al piriyah. Sifkot and beis, we said the din is they have 2,000 amos l'kol ruach. V'im hoyum muvlon al payim elu besot tchumo. If the 2,000 amos tchum they have from their new place overlaps with their original tchum, sheyatza misham, of the place where they left from, rashai lachzor lebeso, the person's allowed to go back to the original house, v'yesh lo apayim seviv beso, when he would have 2,000 amos from his house. Sivkotan gimel, ba'oso makom shegiyasham, af la'achar shekvar osa ha-mitzvah hi, even after he did the mitzvah, he still has this cool of being able to go 2,000 amos in all directions, dizginu lo zeh, di'im lo yeh rashai lozaz memikomo yimna atzmo shelo lotzeis od. Because if we don't give him this eitzah that he can go 2,000 amos in all directions, next time this emergency comes up, he's not going to go on the call because he knows he's going to get stuck in his da'at amos, and therefore, even after the mice is done, we allow him to walk 2,000 amos in all directions. Sefkot and Dalet, we said if he ends up reaching a city, so then he's like a member of that city, he has 2,000 amos from all sides of the city. Hareyu ka'anshi ha'ir, da'asa'u ki'ilu shovas b'bein ha'shmashos. You give him a din as if he started off Shabbos in that city during b'bein ha'shmashos. T'chol ha'ir lo ka'arba amos, that the whole city is to him like arba amos. Sevkotan hei va'ayin le'el sov simen reish v'amches. Me'inyan yotzei me'er Shabbos ha'dvar mitzvah. We discuss over there the topic of someone who goes out on Friday for a dvar mitzvah. Va'ayin shavim v'shavura sevkotan lamed beiz ma'ashekosanu b'inyan zes. Look over there what we discuss in the Mishavura l'gabi this topic. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Hayayotze Bershus, a person was going out of his tchum with permission, v'huholech baderech, and he's going on the way, v'amru lo kfar nasa ha-mitzvah she'atzotzo lasos. He was going to, on a Hatzalah call, he was going to save someone's life. And on his way, he finds out that it's already taken care of. Job was done already. We don't need you. But he already left his tchum. So says the Mechaber, Yesh lo mimekomo alpayim amal kol ruach. We give him the same leniency. From wherever he finds out that the job was taken care of already, he still gets 2,000 amos in all directions from where he is. V'im hoyo miktsas hatchum sheyotza mimenu b'shus. And if this new place that he's in now, where he has 2,000 amos all directions, will overlap this tchum with his original tchum from his original place, once again he can go back to his original place, and he'll get the din as if he never left. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Vav in Makomo, Shehigidu Loze, we're talking about from the place where he got the information that the job was already taken care of, Uki'ilu Lo Yatza, and we view him as if he never left from his original place. Again, if the tchumen of his new place and his old place overlap, he can go back to his original place and it'll be as if he never left. Meaning, the Yeshua Alpayim Amos Saviv Beisu Kibatchila, he'll get 2,000 Amos around his house like he had from the beginning. Umashma milushona shulchan aruch, the mashmos of the mechaber over here is, the imshav l'tchumo, that if he does in fact go back to his original tchum, because they overlap, shuv mafsid ha'alpayim achadoshim shenos lo chachamim. So now he loses the 2,000 amos he had in all directions from the place that he ended up when he got his information. V'chein nirav me'aposkim. So just to explain this, and then we'll see an interesting note, the mashmos of the mechaber, says the Mishabura, is that if he's in his new place where he got news that the job was taken care of, which is outside his tchum, but the 2,000 amos back towards where he went will overlap with his original 2,000 amos tchum from his city, so he can go back into his city, he can go back into his house, and he has the regular tchum that he had from the beginning of Shabbos. But the mashmos is that if he does go back to the city, he loses the 2,000 amos from that place where he was when he got his information in all directions. Because now he becomes a member of the city, he only has 2,000 amos from that place, but not from his place where he ended up on Shabbos. Now, if you look at note number 6, he discusses, what if he doesn't want to go home? What if he wants to go 2,000 amos in the other direction from his new place? Does he have to choose the place where his original city was? Or can he opt out and decide to get his 2,000 amos tchum in all directions for the place where he finds himself? So it says note number 6, v'im eino rotz alachzor lebeis, if he doesn't want to go back to his house, elu lahamshich mimekomo apayim ama, rather he wants to continue on in the opposite direction from his new place, 2,000 amos, nechleku ha'achronim bedino, the achronim of machlokas, what the din is. Thus, el yiraba she'eno rashay lelechas leruach acheres, el yiraba says he's not allowed to go in the other direction, el achayiv lachzor lemekomo, he actually is mechuyiv to go back to his original place, v'das ha'gon Yaakov she'letovaso amru she'yachal achzor. He says, Fakert, it was for his own good that they said he's allowed to go back to his city. Aval eino chayiv lachzor lemekomo, but he's not chayiv to go back to his city. V'chein hiskim ha'shar tzion, and so too agrees ha'shar tzion in Sifkot and Dalet. Finally, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, Kol Yotzim Lahatzil Nashos Yisrael Miad Ovdei Gochavim, anyone who goes out to save Yisraelim from the hands of the Ovdei Gochavim, O Min HaNohar, or from a river that's overflowing, O Min HaBapolas, or from some kind of collapsed building. So he was going out for Sakonas Nefashos reasons, Yesh Lehem Alpayim Amal L'Kol Ruach M'Mokom She'etzilu Bo. So obviously, based on what we've been saying till now in this Siman, they have 2,000 Amos in all directions from the place where they did their saving. If the hands of the goyim are very strong, when the person's afraid to continue and stay the rest of Shabbos in the place where they did their saving, they can go back to the original place on Shabbos, and they can bring back their weapons as well. Says the Mishabura Sif Katam Ches Yara Kusim Takifa, if the hands of the Kusim is strong, what Solomon means to say, Afshi Tzilu HaYisrael B'Pam Zeh, even though they taka saved the Yisrael on this time, Aval Yara Ovdei Gilulim Takifa, the hands of the Ovdei Gilulim is very strong, U'mefachad in Lishbos B'Sada, they're afraid to have their Mechum Shvisa in the Sada, even if they have 2,000 amos all directions, they're scared to stay there. So then, Sifkot and Tes, Chozrim b'Shabbos l'mekomon, they can go back on Shabbos to their place, Afshihu Yoser min Alpayim, even though it's beyond the tchum of where they find themselves, it's more than 2,000 amos away, but because they're afraid, they're allowed to go back even more than 2,000 amos. Not only that, they could also go back b'Klei Zeinom. Says the Mishabura Sifkot and Yud, V'zeh Mutter Afkeshi Yad Yisrael Takifa. This is true not only in the case where the Yad of the Goyim is strong, where he's allowed to go more than 2,000 amos, But even if the yad of the Yisrael is strong, the imhoyu mikomon besoch alpayim mutter lachzor b'klezenam, that even if your new tchum overlaps with your old tchum, where you're allowed to go back to your old place, you're allowed to bring back your weapons. The im yisalku alklezayin mehem, if they're going to let go of their weapons from them and leave them over there, yesh liro, they have to be afraid, shema yirdifu ha'ivim acharei, maybe the enemy is going to chase after them, k'mavur b'shas, that could be a danger if they leave their weapons over there. So then not only are they allowed to bring their weapons back when they go beyond 2,000 amos and they have a heter to move more than 2,000 amos, but even if they have within the 2,000 amos of their new place, overlapping with their old chum, where it's totally mutter for them to go back, they're also allowed to take back their weapons, and that's not going to be a problem, because if they're afraid, and leaving the weapons there could be a sakana. That concludes Siman Tav Zayin. Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll begin Siman Tav Ches with his halachas of the Eruvei Tchumen. Until now, we've been discussing the Tchumen. Now we're going to start discussing the Eruv Tchumen.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.